This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, April 23rd. Well, cattle markets feeling in some pretty serious selling pressure, much of that stemming from the huge run-up in the grain space, and corn being locked limit up, of course, is not good news for the feeder cattle market, which continues to buckle here and pushing into new lows, down almost another $4 yesterday. Live cattle, of course, aren't going to be as negatively affected from high feed grain prices. They ultimately would be rather bullish for them, but they too had a pretty sharp down day yesterday, pushing into new lows for the move. But the cash market has held fairly well this week. We've seen enough trade to establish a market at around 122, which is unchanged from last week on the Fed trade. Dressed at 193 is down about 3 from last week. Box beef values have been strong all week. In fact, the last 3 days have really surged higher. We're up 185 yesterday at 282. That's up 6 from a week ago. And select was up 181 yesterday at 274. That is up 5 from a week ago. The spread was down 4 cents, excuse me, up 4 cents at 862, movement 93 loads. So I think it's the movement that has supported the box beef. Obviously, retail demand continues to be strong, otherwise the box beef wouldn't be moving higher. But you would think the packers would be moving as much as they possibly could, and they just don't seem to be doing that. The slaughter rates, however, are showing kind of a different story. So far this week, we've slaughtered 478,000 head. That's up 21,000 over a week ago, and it's up 130,000 over a year ago. So slaughter rates picking up, but that hasn't shown up in the box beef movement, at least yet. So it's curious to note there. We'll see how this proceeds. Obviously, if retail demand stays strong, the packers are going to slaughter as much as they can, move as much box beef as they can. But at some point, if your slaughter numbers continue to increase like this, you would think it would start to add some pressure to at least the box beef trade, if not the cash trade. And that doesn't appear to be happening just yet. The feeder cattle index, however, has been under some just consistent selling pressure over the last couple weeks. We were down another 80 cents yesterday. We're sitting at 137.53. That's down about $6 from where we were a week ago. And of course, this is a moving average index. So we knew that there was quite a bit pressure coming into the market, at least across the northern plains. A lot of cattle coming off pasture. The drought is certainly having an effect across a huge swath of cattle country, eastern Montana, all of North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota. I mean, it's huge. And that's been keeping a lid on feeder cattle prices. Normally, when you have decent grazing conditions in the central and southern plains, which for the most part you do, you see demand for calves to put on grass stay strong into early May. That's usually when you get your seasonal highs. Well, that clearly has already happened in early April. And again, I think that's, you can largely just point to North Dakota probably for the slowdown in that price action. Thankfully, they had a place to go and prices were decent at least a week ago. But again, the index is clearly showing that there's quite a bit of pressure coming into the cash markets for calves and feeder cattle. Export sales yesterday were encouraging, 24,600 tons for beef. South Korea took 7,800, Japan 6,200, China took 3,100, Mexico took 2,100. Pork export sales, on the other hand, actually were a net negative 22,000 tons. Mexico canceled 45,000 tons of pork. That's a pretty big hit. China bought 13,000 tons. Japan bought 2,700. South Korea took 1,500. The cold storage report for beef, 483 million pounds as of March 31st. That's down 6% from the previous month and down 4% from a year ago. Pork stocks, 452 million pounds, down 7% from the last month, down 27% from a year ago. and chicken stocks at 740 million pounds, down 4% from last month, down 20% from last year. So we're moving through these stocks pretty well. And of course, a lot of this got pushed into cold storage a year ago because, you know, the transportation lines froze up. Even though grocery stores needed the product as they were emptying out, it was difficult getting them transported. So we saw a surge in cold storage volume about a year ago. So comparing to a year ago gets a little skewed as well. And we do have a cattle and feed report out this afternoon, looking for total on feed as of April 1st, 6% higher than a year ago. That would be a record if it comes in that high. Placements at 34% over a year ago. And again, you know, these are pretty skewed numbers. And then marketing's up 1% over a year ago. So we'll see what that gives us. But I think for now, if the grains are going to have a correction, which appears to be the case, the night session is slightly lower, I think the cattle markets will find reason to snap back. After the kind of pressure that they've had, especially in feeders, the snapback could be pretty significant. But I think the long-term trend has been established. We're just looking for a correction in order to reposition some hedge positions. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.